Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Wally Sykowski from Plainville Farm. Any relation to an East Hampton City councilor?
None.
But you are part of this farming family in the Valley. How long has your family been farming?
Our grandfather started back in the early 1900s.
Where did he come from?
Poland.
I was going to guess.
You didn't want to make an assumption about consonants.
That's right. And what's interesting about what you do, Wally, at your farm, Plainville Farm in Hadley, is that, you know, there's this renaissance of farmers markets, or not even a renaissance. It just wasn't necessarily ever done that way agriculturally. There was a time, though, where this valley was lots of farms selling to markets or selling wholesale, and that's what you do exclusively.
That is correct.
Who do you sell to?
Stop and Shop, Big Y, about 20 different stands, for example, Atkins, Maple Farms, and then to a lot of CSAs who have gotten so large that they can't grow everything that they need.
What other of the big items are the major markets after from you?
We grow a lot of winter squash. That's probably our major product. And we supply winter squash to the chain stores from end of August until Easter.
Why make the decision as a farmer, especially with this boom of farmers markets and with CSAs, why stay exclusively wholesale?
We started wholesale and we're comfortable with it, and we've watched the retail market get almost oversaturated. There's really too many stands that are competing against each other, and CSAs are getting very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
We know people from our area going as far as New York City to supply CSAs.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy with doing the wholesale. A lot of our customers pick up. They come with trailer trucks. We load them and they're gone. It works for us.
How does, say, Big Y work for you?
We go to the warehouse. We don't do direct store deliveries.
Right.
Or a very few. They give us an order around noontime for delivery the next morning. So we get the order. We go out and pick it. We put it in the cooler overnight, and they get it the next day.
You know, this is why I was really glad that Wally's with us today, because the wholesale part of the local food system is so essential. I think we focus purposefully a lot on farm stands, CSAs, farmers markets. But when it comes down to it, 85% of the people are getting their food from a supermarket or a smaller food retail store for lots of good reasons. And so if we don't have farmers like Wally locally growing that, you're not going to get it in your meals at UMass Amherst. You're not going to get it, you know, in other institutions, and you're not going to have it at the supermarkets.
Phil Corman from CESA and Wally Sykowski from Plainville Farm in Hadley. Has the wholesale to these larger supermarkets, has that increased with the influx of these farmers markets and CSAs? Or has it just been pretty much consistent through your whole career as a farmer?
It's been consistent.
Are these larger supermarkets, which especially on maybe a radio station like this with a certain political aspect in regards to its food politics, we speak almost disparagingly at times of certain larger markets, but do you feel like they are doing their part for the local food movement?
Absolutely. They really care. We have meetings in the winter. They encourage us to grow certain crops that they need because they might not be able to get these crops from far away or they don't travel well. The other thing is they're very food safety conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would buy even more locally, but you have to be able to comply with all the regulations needed.
So I think the buy local movement, what it needs to continue doing is having people going into supermarkets, talking to produce managers, requesting local. And the more they hear from people saying, I want to continue shopping at your supermarket, but I want to know that it's local. And I think that's part of what the movement has been able to do for farmers like Wally to keep Wally thriving as a wholesale farmer.
Phil's exactly right on this. If you don't tell the produce manager that you want local, you may not get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell them, I really want to shop here, but why not have some local stuff? They will get it.
And Wally, you were saying to me before we got on the air that you would love Monty to come visit you sometime.
I listen to you every morning, watering the greenhouse. And then in the fall, when you're doing your walk, you walk within a half a mile of our farm when you're going down Route 9. Well, if you took North Maple Street.
I do take North Maple Street.
On your walk?
Yeah, because I don't want to be in that weird intersection.
I was wondering, okay, well, when you get to the Methodist Church, that's where we are.
If I know exactly where that is.
If you took a left up the driveway after the Methodist Church, you're at our farm.
And we, how long is the driveway? Because that's already a 26-mile walk.
Wait. But Wally's going to fill up your basket.
But with very light produce.
No. All we have that time of year is heavy, heavy stuff. Squash and turnip and cabbage.
You can get a volunteer with an empty shopping cart.
Or a car. Well, I'm going to make a pit stop on Monty's March 3 at Plainville Farm in Hadley to see Wally Sykowski, another local hero going 100% wholesale, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.